This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all. Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last week we spoke about, you know, talking to your loved ones, how to talk to your loved ones if you think they're with somebody that's bad for them. And that's tricky, right? Because, you know, and one of you had asked, you know, what if you think your granddaughter is dating somebody, you know, who could hurt her? She was freaked out about the Gabby Petito case, where Gabby Petito was with her boyfriend on a cross-country trip, and then allegedly he killed her and then kills himself. That's scary stuff. Very, very scary. And, in fact, there is a wrongful death lawsuit alleging that the Moab Police Department didn't recognize that the daughter was in a life-threatening situation. They let her go, even though she, I don't think she was going to press charges, but she had a fight with her boyfriend. And then, unfortunately, nobody hears from her again, and she ends up being dead. So it's scary. And so when you're a family member, you're in a tough spot where you don't want to alienate a future daughter-in-law or son-in-law. You don't want to accuse somebody of being a future murderer. I mean, that's, you don't want to do that. But on the other end, you don't want to not say something. You want to protect your loved one. So, yeah, keep the emails coming. If you think your granddaughter is dating somebody who's dangerous, you do have every right to talk to her privately about that. I think you should. If you are picking up signs or red flags, you're giving her that information. I had to actually do a superficial background check on somebody that a family member was dating. And actually, this happened twice. And I'm like, the person's lying to you. This is what I found. And by the way, when you do supply that information, it doesn't get taken well. First, they don't believe it. Then they think you have an ulterior motive. It's fascinating how denial is that powerful, where you're trying to tell them, they're lying to you. Right? There's no board or licensing agency that verifies them. And I think actually it is worth paying for a background check, to be honest, if you can, because there's a lot of scammers out there. And so for me, if I catch you in one lie, and it's a pretty significant lie about who you are, I just don't trust you at all. So if you have a family member that is dating somebody, oh, they're a medical student, and they are at the top of their class, and I don't see them a lot because obviously they're training, they're in medical school, and I'm not allowed to go to their work because it's a hospital and only people who are badged could go. But, you know, one day next month you'll meet him and he's the best person. And you look up, there's no student by that name. That's a red flag. And I think you as a family member have every right to bring that up. Now, you know, being in a family where things go sideways with an in-law, that could ruin your marriage. It could ruin, you know, you might never have an opportunity to see your grandkids. That's obviously you want to do it with tact. You know, but when it comes to safety, screw the tact. Okay, if you think somebody could be with somebody who could potentially hurt them, deal with that. You have to warn them. They may not listen to you, but you have to warn them. Sometimes recruiting other family members, letting other family members know, you know, look, this is what I found. I'm worried. We might need to do an intervention because I'm a little nervous about this. Because safety comes first. You could always mend relationships. Yeah, and say, I am so sorry. Yeah, as you can see, this was the mistake I made when I went to, do a background search. Didn't have the birthday. I apologize. You're awesome. I want to make it up. Let's have a good relationship. But I think it is definitely worth any risk in terms of making sure you are saving a family member. And the funny thing is not everybody has a criminal history. And that's where it gets a little tricky. With the criminal history, at least you have some objective proof going, look, there was domestic violence, there was this, I don't think this is a good choice for you. But when you have the heebie-jeebies or the spidey sense or the hunch that something might not be right, there's only so much you could do. Because you have some people in your family that just don't, they twist it. It's for their own, shall we say, selfish reasons. Like, this person is going to move you back east, and then you're not going to be home. So they're just going to make stuff up. You have to be careful with that. But that's why you also, if you are, let's say, the family member that's concerned, and there is an aunt or uncle or cousin that is close to the person who you think is not going to listen to you, you could say, look, make your own decision. But I'm a little worried. I want to show you this. And if you are worried too, I'd like us to talk to so-and-so together. And if you can't talk to them, ask a counselor, ask a doctor what the best way to approach it is. But it is very frightening to think that your child or grandchild or niece, nephew could be dating somebody who could kill them. Male, female, doesn't matter. Or abuse them or hurt them. And that's hard to watch. And many of us see people in relationships who are miserable and they feel like they can't get out. And so, yes, if you could prevent that, them getting stuck, that's obviously ideal. But what you need to do is you need to always be there for them and let them know and say, look, no judgment. I could be wrong, but unfortunately with everything going on in the news, I'm a little nervous. And if at all, these are the red flags, if at all you see them, know that you could come to me for help. We'll get you help. Don't be afraid. And, we're here for you. Many individuals do not feel like they could get out of a relationship, or they feel they're in too deep, or they feel if they try to get out of a relationship, that person is going to go after them. And so there are, and not only, can your family provide support, but there's multiple agencies that can provide support for people trying to leave an abusive relationship. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one of the hottest Christmas gifts out there is the Apple Watch. People love the idea that you have tech, that you don't have to necessarily carry your phone all the time, that you have a watch that is pretty stylish, it's in vogue, but you don't have to have a Rolex or some of these $500, $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 watches that some people have. I love that. You know, if I need to buy my husband a watch, at least the Apple Watch is a hell of a lot cheaper than some of the super fancy watches. But Apple got themselves into a little bit of a pickle. They have to stop selling their Apple Watch later this week because they have been accused of stealing the technology. Sales of the Apple Watch Series 9 and Ultra 2 will be banned online starting December 21 and from Apple retail locations starting December 24th, which kind of confuses me because that's days away. That's, you would think if they're not supposed to be selling it, that would be immediately. But the ruling means the only available Apple Watch in the U.S. will be the company's budget SE model. This comes amid a legal dispute over the technology Apple smartwatches use to run their blood oxygen feature. Industry experts told Daily Mail that it could result in at least a $200 million loss of revenue for Apple. Ooh, okay, if you have stock, you might want to consider doing something with it. This ban was issued by the International Trade Commission, which is responsible for clamping down on unfair trade practices. Apparently, the watch is infringing, allegedly, on two patents owned by biotech company Masimo, based in California. Masimo accused Apple of entering discussions with it for a potential partnership 10 years ago, then stole the biotech startup's idea, poached some of their engineers to implement it. Whoa. Okay, now I usually don't like to make any judgment because everybody's innocent until proven guilty, but I have seen this time and time again. The Irvine-based company pioneered a sensor technology that works by emitting light through the skin to consistently monitor blood oxygen saturation. See, right now we use a, for those of you that ever have gone to the hospital, we use something called a pulse oximeter. And the pulse oximeter actually does two things. It, one, can read your pulse, and it can also read your blood oxygen. But we have you put it over your finger, and it will be a temporary, shall we say, mechanism. People, however, want something that they could use all the time. So invasive arterial blood gas sampling used to be the way we did it in the old days, where we would have to do a radial stick, where we would take radial artery blood, send it, we did this in the 90s, send it to the lab, and it's still, when we need to get blood gases, we will do this, where we have to, the vein, it's deoxygenated, so we can't do the vein. We have to get your artery. So we'll use your radial artery, we'll do the stick, we'll take the blood, and then we'll get the results. Well, now that we have beams of red and infrared light sent through fingers, and the wavelengths are absorbed depending on if the blood is oxygenated or deoxygenated, we have fascinating tech that we're able to do in order to read oxygenation. So oxygenated blood absorbs infrared light, but allows more red light to pass through. Blood with less oxygen will absorb more red light and allow more infrared to pass through. The sensor in the pulse ox detects the amount of light that is not absorbed, takes that percentage off 100%, and that's how you get your pulse ox reading. We want you above 97%. When you're 94% or below, we get nervous. So having a technology that isn't a clumsy, awkward sensor on a finger and able to do that from the wrist is something we've wanted for a long time. So this company, Masimo, claims they have the patent to do it. So, Masimo sued Apple in federal court in 2020. Again in 2021, after the release of the Apple Watch Series 6 had the quote unquote blood oxygen feature. So, the ITC handed down its order in October. The clock started 60 days. There was a 60-day presidential review period. It ends up expiring December 25th. The Biden administration vetoed the ban. Or the Biden administration could veto the ban, but they haven't. So Apple said they're going to halt the sales of their watches as the company preemptively takes steps to comply should the ruling stand. They disagree with the order and is pursuing a range of legal and technical options to ensure the Apple Watch is available to customers. This is always tricky. I have tried to patent a couple ideas, and I'm still in the process of it. It's the thing is, you know, you have an idea. And you have science behind it, and you have tech. And it's actually a race to get the patent. I mean, in the olden days, somebody patented the toilet paper roll. Nobody was probably thinking about that, so whoever did that was the only one. But nowadays, people are looking at tech going, I want my phone to tell me if I have a UTI. I want my phone to tell me if I'm pregnant. So let me pee on a stick, stick the stick into the phone, pee on the phone, and then I could tell if I'm pregnant or not. I mean, this is what this is where tech is going. You're going to be peeing on your phone, by the way. And when somebody has an idea, has the science behind it, they have to quickly get the patent. The patent protects you. The patent protects you, and it's a pretty rigorous process. There's even patent attorneys who will ensure that everything is able to be reproduced in a legal setting and show that this was the timeline, this is what the tech is. Unfortunately, and I'm not saying this in Apple's defense, but if they were simultaneously working on a different tech, got their own patent, and used that, this could be tough to fight. But I've seen this where people poach other people's workers. Many of you with small businesses have had your workers poached. We have a couple hair salons, and somebody from one of the other hair salons walks in and tries to offer the staff salary to come over. Meanwhile, the staff was making more, so they said, get out of here. We make more than that. See ya. But people poach. In fact, when COVID lockdowns lifted, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, many of the restaurants and areas that were for the locals that were able to open and staff, once the casinos were able to open, which was a little bit later than some of the neighborhood restaurants that would be open only 30% or 50% capacity, many business owners told me that these big companies that ran some of these strip casinos and hotels tried to poach local workers from small business to go over there to staff. And, it's tricky. You know, you can only do so much. If somebody wants to leave, if there's a bigger company that can offer more money, you're stuck. You know, and employee loyalty doesn't last when inflation is as bad as it is. But going back to tech, I love the idea of people having access to some of the equipment. I had a person who was calling in coughing horribly, and I needed to make a decision if they had to go to the hospital or not. And I asked, do you have one of those $30 pulse oximeters at your house? Do you have a way to check your blood oxygen? They said no. I'm like, I got to send you. Your blood oxygen has to be checked. You sound like you have pneumonia. You got to go. And we are almost there where people will have multiple medical equipment at their home to help tell the telemedicine provider what's going on. See, for me, the pulse oximeters used to be really expensive. You couldn't get one back in the 2010s for under $100, and if it was about $100, it was cheap and not well made. Now people could get these things very easily at home. Get one. Get a pulse oximeter. And when you go to your medical provider, bring your pulse oximeter, bring your blood pressure cuff, bring any of your medical tech with you so you could compare it. So when people would tell me, Doc, I have a blood pressure cuff at home, when I had my practice, I said, bring the cuff in so I can make sure it's accurate. And I'm going to check your blood pressure, and then I'm going to check it with your machine. And we'll see how off it is, if it's off at all. And I was amazed at how many of these machines were off. Well, Dr. Dahlia, were you off? No, I wasn't. And I would even have a nurse test them, saying, I'm getting them at a different number. So, anyway, that's what's going on with Apple. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Senate is continuing to try to work out a compromise on funding for foreign allies and the southern border. Republicans in both chambers of Congress say they won't vote for aid to countries like Ukraine until stricter border policies are put in place. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn spoke about the deadlock on Fox Business.
The impasse is that the administration does not want to secure the border. They want to put money into refugee resettlement, but they don't want to secure the border.
A huge storm is threatening holiday travel as strong winds and heavy rain are continuing to hammer the East Coast. Forecasters say flash flooding is likely from the mid-Atlantic to New England. Hazardous driving conditions are expected throughout the region today into Tuesday. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I really appreciate some of your calls and your comments. One woman reached out about having an abnormal mammogram and having swelling under the arm, lymphadenopathy. So having an abnormal mammogram, either with breast swelling, mass, reactive lymph nodes, lymphadenopathy, it's a very, very scary time. And many of us who have gone for our mammograms, we pray that everything is going to be fine. And many of us will get follow-up ultrasounds because of our dense breasts or because they might not be able to see everything they need to see on mammogram. And then when you're getting the ultrasound and the tech stops and then takes the measurements and it's really quiet, you're like, oh gosh, what's that? And I told you all that I skipped my COVID-19 vaccine booster because of what happened last year when it was around Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the COVID-19 vaccine caused such breast pain, swelling, underarm swelling, that I didn't want to have an abnormal mammogram. And over the last year, year and a half, I've had people ask me about their abnormal mammogram results. And I always ask, did you get a COVID-19 vaccine recently? And the majority of them say yes. And I say, which arm? And it appears to be the arm that miraculously they have the lymphadenopathy. Lymphadenopathy means enlarged lymph nodes. Now, any abnormal mammogram with lymphadenopathy, we have to rule out cancer. That's just what we need to do. But not a lot of people are talking about the rise in anxiety and possibly false negatives that many women are having because of the vaccine rollout. And if you look at the timing, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and here we are in December. A lot of us who might not have gotten an appointment in October, like me, I did mine in November, we get reminded to get our mammograms done. And once you start that yearly cycle, you know, or that biannual cycle, depending on your risk, you just stick to that month. So I've been getting my mammograms in October, November, since I remember. Well, when do the new vaccines come out? When did the new updated booster come out for COVID this fall? And so some people have asked, should I wait to get my COVID-19 booster in the spring? Or should I wait to do my mammogram till the spring? The CDC does not want you to wait. If you are at risk of breast cancer and you need a mammogram, they want you to get it done and get it done now. And we also don't want you to put anything off for 4 or 5 months. But I think we do need to have a healthy conversation about, you know, women having abnormal mammograms and reactive lymph nodes that could be because they got the booster a few weeks prior. Now, how long should you wait? Well, originally, when women started to complaining of this, they said wait 30 days. Well, I'm telling you right now, 30 days wasn't enough. Last year, it wasn't enough. I was swollen. I was scared that my mammogram would be off. One study said, and get this, in a retrospective study featuring long-term follow-up of 1,200 patients who received a COVID-19 vaccine and underweight breast imaging, axillary lymphadenopathy was seen as early as day one, but persisted up to 43 weeks. 43 weeks. In fact, in another study, 51% who had a follow-up at 10 to 12 weeks had persistent lymphadenopathy. Now, no malignancy was found, but 12 weeks is longer than 30 days. 43 weeks is almost a year. Now, the reason why we have guidelines with breast cancer screening, and they have suggested that we don't self-examine for breast cancer, is because they're worried about false positives. They don't want us to overdo prostate cancer screening. They don't want us to overdo colonoscopies. They don't want us to overdo things because they don't want false positives. Well, where is that passion when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine and mammograms? You know, you see a lot of articles saying, oh, vaccine enthusiasm is down. Only maybe 12% of people got the vaccine. It's the MAGA Republicans. It's not. I skipped my vaccine because I had to get a mammogram. And if you have an abnormal mammogram, that's hell. You know, you go through the mammogram, you go through the ultrasound, you may have to have a biopsy. You may have to then do follow-up. You're in fear that you have the cancer that 1 in 8 women do. I mean, I always fear that every year my mammogram is going to come up abnormal. The last thing I'm going to do is screw it up by adding something that I know causes me to swell. And if you tell the mammographer, look, I just got my COVID-19 vaccine, they can't blow it off. But, you know, the radiologist can't blow it off because what if it is early cancer? So nobody's talking about these false positives. We see it in the literature, but when that COVID-19 vaccine came out, nobody said, look, we understand Breast Cancer Awareness Month is coming. make a decision. You didn't hear any of that. It's get your shot, get your shot. You need to take one for the team. We need to still go for herd immunity, which is now impossible. And mind you, the COVID-19 vaccine booster did prevent me from getting COVID last year. I got COVID this fall, so I didn't have to get the vaccine. And then I got my mammogram, and thank God everything was fine. I did my ultrasound. But I got to make a decision next year, and I don't want an abnormal mammogram. I know my underarm is going to, I'm going to have the swollen glands. And I don't want to go through biopsies. I don't want to go through, you know, and knowing that studies say you could have that persist for 43 weeks, this idea of 30 days and you're good is not something we could count on. So what do we do? Do we give the COVID-19 booster in the spring? No, you can't, because we don't think that the immunity lasts over 12 to 16 to 20 weeks. So if COVID is coming and you are, you know, and you are about to, face the COVID season, what I would recommend you do is the day before your mammogram and ultrasound, maybe get the vaccine. No, not the day before. The day before you get the vaccine, do your mammogram and ultrasound. Maybe, you know, if you have to cut it close in the fall, get that mammogram, get that ultrasound, and then as you leave, now you could stick me with the vaccine, if that's something you want to do. The problem is if anything is abnormal and you need a follow-up, and it's a shame, why it happens. Well, again, these are different. The mRNA vaccine is a different vaccine. You know, flu shot, I never had a problem with the flu shot. The flu shot, it's an inactivated viral particle. But these mRNA vaccines have been shown to have this effect. Novavax, I don't know if we have enough studies. Novavax is more the little protein particles. So that might not necessarily, because that's a little bit more traditional than the mRNA. But the mRNA apparently in some is causing this sort of side effect. And we can't afford to have multiple abnormal mammograms and lymphadenopathy and needing to chase it down when we have millions of people getting vaccines. We have to figure out what to do, especially if people don't have insurance. And so I think we need guidance from the CDC, and we need transparency of some of the data that we're getting on when the best time would be. If getting your COVID vaccine in the spring, mind you, we recommend it for high-risk individuals, will not cover you for November COVID, then if you are planning on getting a COVID vaccine, schedule your mammogram right before. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil.
In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So here we are coming into Christmas week. One of my favorite weeks of the year. I am just so excited. Got family and parties. I love the weather, even though, yeah, we're going to be hit with some, you know, heavy rain. I might even get snow in my neck of the woods. And, oh, my gosh, if we could have a white Christmas, that would be amazing. But the light is not at the end of the tunnel after all this. In fact, it's going to stink in a couple weeks because January is New Year's resolution time. And a big New Year's resolution that is going to be weighing on people is the dry January and not drinking. And I tell people to make January transition easier, start some of your New Year's resolutions now. Drink less. If you don't have to drink tonight, don't. If you don't have to drink tomorrow, don't. If somebody is handing you some eggnog on Christmas, great. But then just one. But if you already start to work on some of these habits, you're going to be feeling a lot better, and January is going to be easier, just like with exercise. Why are you waiting until January 1 to go to a gym? Start exercising now. But people ask, if they do give up alcohol, how quickly, if at all, will you recover? Well, we've spoken a lot on the show where if you're a smoker and you quit smoking, we start to see within days, even hours, health benefits. And your body can repair. True, if you smoked, you are at higher risk and may need a CAT scan, depending on how long you've smoked, to check your lungs for lung cancer. But that doesn't mean your lungs are permanently ruined for life. You can still salvage a lot of your lung function by not smoking. Well, same thing with drinking. If you have been a heavy drinker and you're like, I'm done, first and foremost, they'll be very careful. Do not, if you drink every single day and you abruptly stop cold turkey, you could seize and die. There's something called delirium tremens. You got to be very careful with that. And so always do it under the, you need to have definite, shall we say, supervision, medical supervision, if you're going to do that. But we don't really have a safe level of alcohol. People keep asking, when can we recommend alcohol for heart health? Unfortunately, study after study says that alcohol consumption, any alcohol consumption, could be linked to cancer, could be linked to liver disease, could be linked to dementia, vitamin deficiency, malnourishment, pancreatitis, ulcers, diabetes, birth defects, bone thinning, deadly mixtures with medications. Again, we still don't know, everything that happened with Matt Perry, but, these are things that, we have to think about. And, of course, accidents involving MVAs. So even though, the going guidance is women should avoid more than one drink a day, men should not drink more than two, and buy a drink, 12 ounces of beer is considered one drink, 8 ounces of malt liquor, 7% alcohol content, 5 ounces of wine. 5 ounces is a very tiny glass, people. Or 1.5 ounces of a shot, 80 proof. All right, so if you're going to a Christmas party and it's free alcohol, it's a holiday party for the office, and you're like, all right, let's hit the bar. If you go over one drink as a woman, two drinks as a man, that's already considered excessive. Binge drinking is four or more drinks in a two-hour period for a woman, five or more drinks for a man. And in fact, binge drinking can be more dangerous than methodical drinking throughout the week. It's still dangerous, but is even worse when you binge drink. So to avoid, shall we say, the health defects, decreasing less works, but you got to be careful stopping abruptly. So what happens? How quickly do you see effects? Well, week one, the next day, you'll see a difference. If you are cutting back on your drinking, because you're going to start to sleep better, alcohol messes with your sleep. It also gives you headaches. It also worsens anxiety, makes you depressed. It dehydrates you. Alcohol makes me hungry. So you're going to lose weight because you're not going to be drinking alcohol and you're not going to be eating that much. It'll, by week two, you're going to start to have less bloating, fewer GI effects. Your kidneys might be happy because you're not diuresing and urinating as much. Your skin might look better. And then by week three, we might start to see you lose weight. A significant amount, depending on how much you drink. We might also see your liver tests improve. And so within days, if not weeks, we could start seeing improvement. Now, many of us are close to somebody who we think has a drinking problem. And when we talk about the CAGE questions or questionnaires, there's a bunch of different questions. We're actually now expanding it. There's 10 questions that the World Health Organization has devised. So, you know, CAGE, can you quit drinking if you wanted to? Do you annoy people with your drinking? Do you need an eye opener to wake up in the morning to drink? There's these little ways to remember it. But the 10 question audit that we use as medical professionals is, one is, how often do you have a drink that contains alcohol? How many units of alcohol do you drink on a typical day when you do drink? Have you had 6 or more in a female, 8 or more in a male on a single occasion in the last year? Now, remember, binge drinking is considered more than 4 or 5. But this was the World Health Organization. So if you had more than 4, I'd ask. Now, somebody will say Super Bowl. Okay, well, Super Bowl lasts 3 hours, but it's very easy during the Super Bowl to drink a lot. So, we don't count Super Bowl, but if you do that every football Sunday, that's an issue. How often during the last year have you found that you were not able to stop drinking once you started? How often during the last year have you failed to do what was normally expected from you because you're drinking? Oh, yeah, with CAGE, I forgot what G is, guilt. Do you feel guilty about your drinking? How often during the last year have you needed an alcoholic drink in the morning to get yourself going after a heavy drinking session? That's your eye opener. How often during the last year have you had a feeling of guilt or remorse after drinking? How often during the last year have you been unable to remember what happened the night before because you had been drinking? Have you or somebody else have been injured as a result of your drinking? Has a relative or friend, a doctor, or other healthcare worker been concerned about your drinking and suggested that you cut down? So, based on the numbers, there's a scoring system of 0 to 4. If you're 20 and over, you might be dependent. Now, remember, there's 10 questions there. So if you have more than 2 to 4 times per month, right, of all 10 of those, that's a concern. So I would suggest, again, get some help. This isn't something that's really easy to do on your own. You need to, it's not easy. And just like, with quitting smoking, which we talk about every year, people panic that they fail. And they go, well, I failed, so I can't do it. Everybody fails. We all fail with our diet. We fail in relationships. We fail tests in school. You keep going. You do a retake. It's okay. We'd rather you keep going and trying. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.